Your hometown news station is AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City, and KGLOAM.com. And as I mentioned, we do have Pete Helmstead from the DOT that's going to join us on the live line this morning. Pete, how are you?
Doing well, Tim. How are you?
Really, really good. The weather turned nice. You decided you guys want to keep building roads all winter? What's the story? What do you got going for us?
Hey, we might as well keep going.
No, you don't want to do that. Oh, my.
We've got the big thing coming up tomorrow is the Floyd intersection. If all goes well today, which everything looks like it will, we will have that open to traffic sometime tomorrow. It's going to depend on when the painters get up here and everything. And what that means is eastbound, southbound traffic will be using the new eastbound, southbound lanes, which means they will be using the overpass. If they want to go onto T-44, the county road that runs south there, or if they want to exit and go north on 218 into Floyd, they will also be using the on and off ramps. So that's for eastbound, southbound traffic. For westbound / northbound traffic, they will actually be pretty much the same as they are now, except it will not be head-to-head. We will continue to leave the traffic signals out there through the winter, so they will stay there. But traffic going westbound, northbound will still have access into Floyd. They will be able to turn south if they desire onto T-44, although I know most traffic takes the interchange east of there by Charles City if they want to go that direction. But again, everything should be open up later tomorrow.
You know, I've got to tell you, Pete, I was one of those guys, and I made that trip past there, I can't tell you how many times, a lot. And I was one that thought all summer long and all into the fall, I thought, they're never going to make that by the time the snow flies. And you know, that's quite a project that they did.
The highway, compared to what it used to be at its highest point there at the bridge, I believe is a little over, I think it's about 28 feet higher than it was before. And that's a lot of dirt that has to be hauled in. And I can't remember the exact, and this is why I'm not an inspector out there, I can't remember exactly, but it's like every, I can't remember, 8 to 12 inches or so, they have to make sure it's compacted before they put more dirt on. So it's not just hauling dirt in and piling it up, it's hauling it in, it's compacting it, it's making sure it's at the right level, and there's a lot that goes into it. And then, you know, you start going into the paving, you start going into building the bridge, and our contractors and inspectors did a great job. And since the day we started, we had on the website opening November 22nd, and looks like we're going to make it.
Oh, wow. It is an incredible project, and good for you guys and your crews to be able to pull that off. Tell us about anything else that wrapped up, or maybe even if you can look into the future, what can we expect? And it's hard to talk about for some of us, but looking ahead toward 2023 already.
Yeah, it's only, what, 6 or 7 weeks away, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
We did get the bridge at Sheffield open about a week and a half ago, so traffic's moving through there, which is good news. We're still doing some work on the project, the resurfacing project over in the Wesley area west of Britt. It's mainly off the road doing some shoulder work. It could be some lane closures where work is taking place. And as long as we have good temperatures, we're going to continue working out there. We've got a bridge project on Iowa 17 by Renwick and a bridge project north of Algona on 169. They should both be opening up on Wednesday. So that'll be nice to have open. And then as far as next year, I guess obviously the big thing is we'll be back over at Floyd working there to get the westbound, northbound lanes up and have the interchange overpass and off-ramps built. We will be doing some bridge deck overlays, one on the north end of Mason City on 65. There'll be a couple on the avenue just west of Mason City. There's going to be some resurfacing work in Northwood. There's going to be some more resurfacing work just to the east of Britt and to the west of Garner. I think those are kind of the major ones right now for next year. So we'll get everybody in, let them catch their breath, and take a break for a few weeks. Then they'll start going over the plans for those upcoming projects so they know them like the back of the hand when work starts in the spring.
Outstanding stuff. Pete, I do appreciate you checking in with us and getting us all this great information. And you're probably ready to dive into the holidays, aren't you?
We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. Let's get some roads open and some bridges done, and then we can take a breath and enjoy Thanksgiving.
All right. Hey, Pete, I hope you enjoy a great Thanksgiving, great Christmas holiday, too. The best to you and your family.
Same to you, Tim. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Helmstead with us from the DOT on AM 1300 KGLO.